I share in front of you one practical true story. In Bharat, in 2001, a big earthquake took place in Gujarat, one area, big area. It was very severe earthquake. Many villages went down. At least 300,000 people died. Story of one government hospital, very big hospital, beautiful hospital. A patient of paralyzed was also there. He was unable to move. If he want to go for washroom, someone has to lift him and take there. Earthquake started. Buildings were falling down. All were running. Even his take care was also run away from him. Those who came in his service, he left him. All doctors, nurses were running, many were died. He saw, something is wrong happening here. I will also die. And you may not believe, he got up and ran away. True story. How it happened? A powerful thought of his mind made everything energetic. So far he was thinking, I am unable to move, I cannot eat my food, I cannot hold my glass of water. And that day, no, all are running, I must run away now. This is the powerful effect of powerful thought. I would give you one powerful example. You can learn with this. I have learned with so many examples in my life like this. One blind man came here 3 months before. Our religious wings program was going on. See his energetic energy, his enthusiasm, his aim. He came to my room and shared her experience. I thought in my life, I will become independent. So I started to sell, what do we call to Mombatti, one lamp, candles. Then I started to make them, manufacturing. Then I made one small factory. I kept many blind, employee in that factory, and many came there and started to make candles. Then I opened 10 factories in 10 states of India. 3,000 blind men are working there. They have become independent. He has become a poet. And see, wonderful intention in his mind. He was saying, next year I will climb the highest peak in the world, Everest. Everest, you know, in the Himalaya, highest. I am going to take training in one city of India, and next year I will be the first man, blind man, who will hoist the flag of India there. See, a blind man has such a great intention, and he will do. And you know, if a person think to go there, before this thought, he think, I can die. My life can finish, because there is ice, snow, everything, big storm, no oxygen. And this blind man has become so bold. So, why I am telling you? If there is a powerful, energetic thought in our mind, our brain collects that kind of energy automatically. Everything is here, everything. This brain is a big store of divine knowledge and extreme powers. So we have to create a powerful thought. I will do this. I will remain ever happy for next 6 months. Baba has given homework for 1 month, 1 week. I will remain being very powerful till 6 months. 6 months enough, then we will become powerful forever. No one can disturb my peace. my peace is my power. In all situations, I would be able to maintain my peace. Create such thoughts. So brain will collect that kind of energy inside and it will cooperate with you all the time. And when a person thinks, I can't do it. It's very difficult for me. So all energies, all powers get sleep. Okay, you can't do. We also want rest. Be energetic. Create some powerful thoughts. For we Brahmins, we have to conquer Maya. Powerful thought. God has blessed me. Victory will come to you. You will become victorious. So, energy of brain, energy of thought, energy of intellect will cooperate with you to make you victorious. And if a person thinks, oh, Maya is very powerful. I cannot conquer this Maya. It's very difficult. I won't. So, he won't. All his divine powers will become dormant. Did you follow? Keep one powerful thought of enthusiasm. Make your powerful aim for your life. Not only for your life, but for three months only. In these 3 months, I will do this. In these 3 months, I will do this. Make a simple plan for your life. Plan should be very simple and very practical. Some people make such plan when they go back home from Madhuban. Oh, every day I will wake up at 2 o'clock. I will do this, this, this. And they wake up only for 2 days. Third day, 5 o'clock. So your planning should be very practical and simple. Such planning which can be followed forever. Make a simple program, simple chart for your own progress. And you know how can you make progress. Everyone knows how one can progress in life. So this way we all have to become powerful. We are going to face a wonderful time, not only to face, but we have to help. Our life is meant for human beings, helping them. We have to help them on any cost. Keep this thought in your mind. And enjoy your life now in evening session, 4 to 6. Try to come at 4. Do some meditation. Yoga power. How to make it easy. Very practical. How to become karma yoga. How to do different practices of yoga. So we will practice also. And I will give you some tips for making it easy. Om Shanti. Yes, one question by Thero. Come this. You have become energetic. Yes. Evening, you can ask one now. Yes. His question is, suppose you have to work all night, job is of that kind, and you have to sleep in the day. When you wake up, same technique will be applied. Okay, one more. Cycle. I understood your question. I wanted to answer at the same time. His question is that in brain there is everything of 54 births. I mentioned it. but brain is what created in this birth in the womb. So when soul leaves one body, he brings his subtle body with him. So soul doesn't come alone, soul enters the womb with subtle body. In subtle body there is also brain, subtle brain. In that brain, everything of past life is recorded. When it enters new brain, everything is recorded here. So everything of the past is here. Okay. Over? Overwrite. Yes, they do. But in the down, there are the sanskar of golden age, then on upside, copper, iron age. So we have to destroy first iron, copper, and if we practice self-respect, then those sanskar of golden age will come up first. On us, yeah, on others. Negative, positive thoughts, both will work according to their energy. Negative thoughts will work as negative energy. But if we are powerful, they will not affect us. Suppose you practice, you are Master Almighty. It means you create a powerful aura around you, so their negative energy cannot touch you. Okay, Om Shanti. Om Shanti. All are happy, energetic. Now, in this session, how to practice this Raj Yoga with different methods. First of all, let us remember Baba's words about yogi souls. A yogi is the lighthouse for this world, a moving lighthouse. Wherever drashti goes, it is a psychological secret. Wherever drashti goes, or wherever attention goes, energy flows there. So if a yogi looks towards the trees, tree, water, nature, spiritual energy will go there. If a yogi stands on the earth, through his feet, legs, energy will enter the earth. If yogi looks at sun, moon, star, sky, ether, vibrations will go there. Therefore, a yogi is a blessing for this whole universe. So in Gita, it has been mentioned this way, O Arjuna, become a good yogi. Then your life, your words, your presence, your powers, your purity will bring benefit to this entire world. Baba's words. Those children who remember me very much, I immerse them in subtle region and talk to them. God himself talks to his children, but To whom? Those who are very good yogi. Third very powerful version. Those who remember me 8 hours a day. They are my best helper. Because by them, spiritual vibrations, peace, purity and might is spread out in whole world. Go to nature. So we have to become yogi. You can remember avyakt versions. Those who are easy yogi will become world emperor. Easy yoga will make your life easy. So easy nature is the basis for easy yoga. If we are easy, problems will become easy. If we are easy, disease will become easy. If we are easy, sanskaras will become easy. Yoga will become easy. Relationships will become easy and sweet. So easy life, easy going nature is the best quality to enjoy life. It keeps us away from stress. It keeps us away from unnecessary anxieties, worries. We accept everything easily. And just as you had been churning now, before I came here, I was listening through FM in my car. A sister was speaking something. So a yogi is beyond the problems. I want to give you 2 powerful thoughts about powerful stage of a yogi. In 1982, when Didi Manmohini was here, she used to meet Avyakt Bap Dada immediately after Murli. Then all other party brothers and sisters met. So once Baba mentioned her, these were very good point for my life, for my practice. A day will come when entire activity of your yajna will be done through the power of thought. Next year, before she left body, I think it was her last meeting with Avyakt Bap Dada, very, I can say, secret of this universe, of this world drama. He mentioned, try to understand it. Just as now you say, whatever is there in drama, it will happen. Normally we speak like this. Okay, leave it. Whatever is fixed in drama, it will be done. But when you reach near and near, close and closer to your perfect stage, you will say, what I think, it will be materialized. It will happen. So this was the line which compelled me to think more and more about this power of thought. That our thoughts and drama can become parallel. That whatever is going to happen in drama, same thought will emerge in our mind. Or whatever we create the thought, it will be materialized by this nature. So, important aim of our yoga practice, to become bodiless, detached from this body. And once we get detached from this body, we are detached from everything of this world. No more bondage can remain in our life. This wisdom of yoga is the most secret wisdom in this world. Although it can be mentioned in a line, "Be soul conscious and remember me." But it is the most secret wisdom in this world. The more and more we practice it, the deeper and deeper experience we get, and it becomes natural for us. So a day will come when we will not practice yoga, but we will be known as good yogi. Our life will become the embodiment of yoga. So we have to bring it practice with different methods. Otherwise what happens? Mind gets bored. If I ask you, "You practice I am Master Almighty for 3 months. After 3 days, you will say it is not working. No experience. This is the state of human mind. It needs variety, interesting practices, new things always. So keep changing the method. We can include in yoga few things. You should be very clear so that you need not to ask either this is yoga or not. What I do, it is perfect yoga or not. Being bodiless, practice of soul with different methods is an important part of yoga. So if we practice, only we practice, "I am a soul here," or "I have incarnated this body," or "I have to go back to my home," this all is yoga. Second thing, practice 5 forms. You know all 5 forms? That is also a practice of yoga. Practice seed stage, that is yoga we know, volcanic yoga or powerful yoga, seed stage, bindu roop yoga, all one powerful yoga. Through this yoga, we receive energy from Baba. It comes in soul, it is spread in the brain, and delete all negative things from the brain, from the soul, from the mind. If we practice yoga in subtle region, if we have chit-chat with Baba, it's also yoga. If we practice self-respect, it's yoga. If we practice "I'm an angel," this is yoga. So, different methods. Now very, very good practice, one very powerful practice, and we all must practice it at least once a day. And that is, "I'm the soul king sitting here on the throne. I'm self-sovereign. I'm the master of my mind and intellect and sanskara, this body, sense organs. I'm the master." Give this feeling to your subconscious mind. "I'm the master of this body, master of my mind and intellect." Just as if you are talking to your mind and intellect, oh my mind, I am your master. You have to follow me. I am your master. Baba's words in Avyaktmuli is, if an officer or a minister, prime minister, is sitting on the seat, then all others will follow his direction. But if he is not on the seat, none will obey him. So we have to sit on the seat with a feeling that I am Master Almighty and Self-Sovereign. We have to give this thought, this command to our mind and intellect. And you will experience after some days, mind follows you. If you say, oh my mind, be silent. It will become silent. Oh my mind, don't run here and there. Today you have to enjoy elevated thoughts. It will do. So let us practice now once. Red light. Sit on your throne. Throne, king. I am the king. Visualize yourself. Clear vision. Tiny point of energy. I am the source of spiritual energy. I have entered this body, sitting on the throne of forehead. I am Master Almighty. Self-sovereign. King of this body. Master of my mind and intellect. Master of all sense organs and sanskaras. I am the king. Talk to your mind. Oh, my mind, you had been stumbling for long. You have become peaceless, weak, negative. Now be silent. Create elevated thoughts. You are my good friend. Oh, my intellect, now you are receiving divine wisdom from Shivaba. Make yourself divine. Throw entire rubbish out from you. You are the intellect of a yogi. You are the intellect of a great soul. You have to imbibe God's blessings within you, spiritual powers within you. become divine. So, sitting on that throne, Om Shanti. We can use different techniques, different yuktis for this soul conscious practice. One word is bodiless, second word is soul consciousness. Bodiness we know. Soul consciousness means, listen, many things from Baba's Murli will become very clear to you. Baba's words. By doing the practice of yoga, 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 up to the end, you will become soul conscious. Soul consciousness means to become the embodiment of all saving qualities of soul. Knowledge. We should be enlightened. Entire darkness of our mind, intellect, must be removed fully. Come into light. Peace. Peace must become our power. No one can disturb my peace. It's my power. I went somewhere in a foreign country. There was a sister on the gate, it was written, asleep. I am in silence. Please don't disturb me. I thought her silence has become so weak that anyone can disturb her silence and peace. No, you can go anywhere. Let anyone come in your home. Let anyone misbehave to you. But peace is my treasure. I have command on my peace, love. Mind should remain full of love for all souls. No hatred, no negative feeling towards anyone. All are my brothers and sisters. All are good souls in this world. All are the members of my family. Such good feeling. Likewise, purity, might, bliss, happiness, such a deep pleasure, super sensuous joy. These are our qualities. So we will become embodiment of all these. This is called soul consciousness. We can do different practice. Visualize yourself here. Visualize others as souls. This should be our important practice, that whenever we look at others, we must see them as soul. So what will happen? Our pure vibrations will go to him or her. Pure energy will spread in entire world. But if our attention, if our drashti goes towards bodies, towards materialistic things, bad energy we will receive from them, and bad energy we will give to all, negative energy. One very good practice, Brahma Baba used to do it always. My part of 84 births is now about to complete. I have to leave this body and go back to my home and feel that soul is flying up, going back to home. Sit in sweet silence home and experience that sweet silence of soul world. Very good experience. Automatically, mind will become silent. Deep silence. a very good practice which Baba used to teach many, many years before, we will practice now. We have to visualize, we have to make our three forms. One, I am Brahmin, it is already here. On your right side, this is your right side, create your perfect angelic form. On your left side, divine form of future, deity form, deity form. And we will do a journey. I am soul here, I left this body, going towards my angelic form, entered it. Soul is shining in the forehead and body of light. Rays are spreading out. I left that body, started my journey towards my deity form, entered there. I am deity, divine, full of all virtues, purity. From there, I came back, sit here. Brahmin, angel, and deity. So now, let us practice it, red light. Create your form. First create your form. In right side, be alone. Angelic form, up above. Light's body, from each part of my body, pure vibrations, vibrations of might, light is spreading out. This is my perfect form. Left side, deity form, divine body, golden-like body, double crown, master of the world. Now come in your Brahmin body. I am a soul. Powerful soul, sitting in the cave of forehead, I left this body, going towards my angelic form. See yourself going there. Entered my angelic form. Observe it being detached. In forehead, soul is shining and body of light. This is me. I am an angel. Free from all bondages. Completely pure. God's messenger. Beyond the attraction of this world, most powerful, fearless, full of God's blessings. From my forehead, powerful vibrations are going to the world. I left this angelic body. I am going towards my deity form. Enter deity form. I am a divine deity. Embodiment of all virtues, double non-violent, completely pure, visualize everywhere around you, golden aged world, golden palaces. Everywhere there is beauty of nature. There is fragrance in air. Voiceless world, full of peace, happiness, purity and prosperity. This is my world. I am a deity. I left that body, coming back, sitting forehead. I am a most fortunate Brahmin soul. Om Shanti. This practice can be done morning, evening, in day, anytime. You can take 3 rounds, powerful stage. All thoughts will become silent. Divine feeling. Ecstatic feeling, super sensuous joy. Did you like this? Self-respect is higher consciousness. Just churn for few minutes about it. We had been believing, in simple word, oh, I am nothing. Oh, God, please bless me. Have mercy upon me. Please help me. Give me this, this, this. In Indian temples, people go. They always recite the mantras. I am a sinful person. I am nothing. I have lost everything. My mind has become vicious. And when God came down to us, immediately He spoke this way, "Oh, my sweet children, you are very great." He gave respect to us. We have to give respect to our own self. Giving respect to the self is called self-respect. We have lost it. We have become negative. We believe we are nothing. We are impure. We are weak. No. So Baba is reminding us many things about us. You had been dieting for years and years, years and years. So very pure, deep, pure sanskaras are there within your subconscious mind. Visualize them, realize them. They will come up. So the more and more we remember, "I am a great soul of deity religion," so all deity sanskaras will come up in our this life. "I am supremely pure soul," purity will come in our life. "I am master almighty," might will emerge in our mind. So Baba has awakened us by reminding our greatnesses. We have to accept them. Important thing is to accept them. See whether our mind, subconscious mind or inner conscience rejects them. "I am a great soul." You created this thought. But immediately a rejection came up from inside. "No, you are not great. You have done this, 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 this. How you are great? Why are you cheating yourself? You are not great." But who mentioned us? God Himself, who is knowledgeful. He knew everything about us. He reminds us, "You are absolutely pure." My experience of 1982, when I was doing my best effort to become perfectly pure, in two murlis, Baba gave two murlis about purity. One word I remember always, and I practiced this line throughout the year. Baba mentioned, "You always think that you have to become completely pure. No. You have to think, I am supremely pure soul." A new light came in my mind. In one other murli, Baba mentioned, "If you consider, if you churn, oh, I will become Bab Saman, you will find it's a very difficult job." Even Brahma meditated, did intense tapasya for 33 years. "How it is possible for me? Difficult." You will get frustrated. But if you think, if you consider, if you accept, "I am Bab Saman," everything will change. Attitudes will change, behavior will change, words will change, thoughts will change. And with the fast speed, your stage will move towards Bab Saman. These are called self-respect. So, one technique you can use for some days, I share one of the best experience of one brother. He was a chartered accountant, Kumar, came to me. It is the story of 40 years back. He asked me, "I need your 1 hour. I have many problems in my life. I want to discuss." I knew what are the problem of Kumars and Kumaris. I answered him, "Today I am busy. You must come tomorrow evening. But before coming to me, you have to write down 50 thoughts of self-respect." How? I told him the method. Note down. I am a great soul. Then read slowly. I am a great soul. Again read it. It's true. I am a great soul. Again, God has mentioned, I am a great soul. Give 1 minute, accept it. It's true, I am. Next day, same time, he came to me. I asked him, "Now you can ask the question." And his answer was, "Now I have no problem in my life." I knew this answer, that he will give this answer. Problems are nothing but the creation of our weak, negative mind. We think a lot. To consider everything as a problem actually is the big problem. And if you believe there is no problem in my life, these are the challenges, common things in the Kaliyugi world, no problem.